Hi, I'm Dr. Alex, and you're listening to the Our Pets Health podcast, where my aim is to help you and your pet to live a healthier, happier life. So if you're new here, then hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on my future podcasts. And I release a couple of weeks on Tuesday and a Thursday. If you've listened before, then you know what I'm going to ask. Really, I'd appreciate it amazingly if you could leave a review for me over on iTunes or anywhere else you download that podcast. It just helps other people discover this podcast and get the help that they might need or the questions answered that they might have about their pet's health. Anyway, today is the last of my hot weather topics. Now, I've had a few over the last kind of month or so, and today I just really wanted to share a couple of stories about dogs that I've come across in my job as a vet that have developed overheating, heat stroke, or other heat related issues. Now, the reason for this is just to drive home the fact that it's a very real danger. So a lot of the stuff that I'm talking about before, you might have thought, oh, well, that's never going to happen to my dog. You know, I'm a bit careful. There's no real risk. But these stories might just change your mind and might just help you focus on the fact that your dog needs to be kept as safe as possible in the summer, in the hot weather. So without further ado, let's get into the audio.
Hot weather can be deadly for your dog, and I know it feels like I've been going on this topic for a little bit the last month or so, but make no mistake, when the sun's out, when the temperature starts to climb, your dog can be in real danger. And today I want to share with you four stories that I know are not unique that will just help highlight some of the problems and some of the dangers that your dog can come across. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex from ourpetshealth.com, helping you and your dog to live a healthier, happier life. So if that's something you're interested in, then consider hitting that subscribe button down below. So I just wanted to share with you a few experiences that I've had about how hot weather can be dangerous for your dog. And the first one that I'll start with is a story of a young puppy. So this puppy was brought to me. It was spring. It was a warm spring day, but it wasn't baking hot. The sun was out, and I actually saw this puppy. It had a discharge in its eye for a few days, and so it was brought to me and found actually a grass seed under its eyelid. Now, that is not the story, unfortunately, because that was a simple fix, kind of removed that grass seed, and with some medication sent the puppy on his way. Now, what I didn't expect was 30, 40 minutes later for this owner to rush in real distress with the limp dog in her arms. And as soon as the dog was put on the table in my consult room, it was very apparent that the puppy had passed away. When I put my hands on the puppy's body, it was baking. I was amazed at how hot it was. And, you know, clearly that was the problem. And I later found out that the lady had gone to the library actually to renew some books, to get a few new books. She had left the puppy in the car, and she had left it in the sun, and the temperature had just climbed. Now, being a small young dog, it didn't take very long at all for its body temperature to start climbing. And by the time the lady got back to the car, and it must have been no more than about 20 minutes, the dog was dead and the body was baking hot. So, you know, it's just a really short trip. It doesn't need to be that hot outside. You may or may not have seen the video, and I'll link it up here, of me sitting in a car to show you just how hot it gets and how quickly a car gets hot. Open windows don't do anything for your dog, and this, you know, is not a unique situation. At the moment, I'm seeing friends and colleagues put videos up on Facebook of people that have recorded dogs being left in cars. It's something that happens all the time, and it's just so unnecessary. And this is just one example of a fatal outcome. So, you know, don't mess around. If you're going out, don't take your dog with you. Certainly don't leave them in the car. Okay, so my next story is of a bulldog. And you may or may not be aware that bulldogs, being a brachycephalics or a squash-nosed dog breed, they are more prone to developing heat stress, to their body temperature climbing, to getting heat stroke. And on this particular day, it was a summer day, it was really warm. I remember it. It was a Sunday and I was on call, and I got the phone call that this dog wasn't, you know, seemed to be struggling, it wasn't doing that well, seemed to be panting and not able to settle. Now, by the time it got to me, it was very clear that he was really struggling to breathe. He was making an awful lot of noise in his throat, his breathing was very fast. very shallow, and he was going kind of slightly blue. Now, it quickly became apparent that he was about to go into respiratory arrest, so his breathing was about to stop, and we made the decision to anaesthetize him, to put a tube down his throat to help him breathe. Now, a rather unexpected consequence of this was, because he was struggling so hard to breathe, he swallowed an awful lot of air. That had caused his stomach to dilate, to bloat, and his stomach had then twisted, and that's something called a GDV, or a gastric dilation volvulus, and that is a fatal condition without surgery. So again, after discussion with the owners, the decision was made to take him to surgery, where everything went well. That's a pretty big surgery, but yeah, was no complications there. He then seemed to recover pretty well, but his throat had swollen so much that after we extubated him, after we woke him up from his anaesthetic, it was only about 20 minutes or so until again he started to really struggle to breathe, and we had to re-anaesthetize him and re-intubate him. From there, it became apparent that the only way we were going to get him through was to give him a tracheostomy, so put a tube directly into his throat. And at that stage, the owners elected that enough was enough, and it was decided that he was to be put to sleep. So, you know, that's just another way with an at-risk dog. An at-risk dog breed, that heat can be really dangerous. Now, that's really not a usual consequence of getting hot, but it's something that we need to be aware of. Our brachycephalic dogs, so their airways are really tiny, and I've spoken about that at great length in a couple of videos. So one all about the short-nosed, squash-nosed dogs and the problems that they have, and another more recent one all about the ugliest dog in the world, and I'll link that up here. That might be something that you're kind of interested in listening to. But yeah, that's just another example of how hot weather can be harmful for your dog. Now, on this same day, so it was a very hot day, like I say, I also saw a dog that had got laryngeal paralysis. So that was something that the owners were aware of. It had coped all right with this problem for a number of months, and what happens here is that the larynx, of the voice box, it's got two flaps that close when you swallow, when you're eating, and that stops you, or stops our dogs as well, from inhaling their food into their lungs. But what it also means is that the airway is more narrow, and again, they're more prone to overheating, in exactly the same way that this unfortunate bulldog was. And so it was another at-risk dog. And yeah, we'd had this discussion before that if anything happened, the owners had elected not to go to surgery to correct that problem in the first place. And they were aware of the risks, and so this dog became very unwell, started vomiting, really struggling for breath, and so the decision was made again to euthanize this dog, unfortunately. And yeah, that's another at-risk dog in the heat that unfortunately ended up dying as a result of that hot weather. And so the final story I want to share with you today is a working dog. So this dog needed to do some work to round up some stock, but the sun was out, the weather was hot, and these working dogs, they just go and they do their job, they do what's expected of them until they drop. And unfortunately in this case, this dog just worked itself to the ground. It got so hot, and it got far too hot before its owner realized that it was overheating and it was developing heat stroke. He tried to cool it off as quickly as he could. He threw it in the river, tried to cool it down, but unfortunately by that stage it was too late. By the time the dog was brought into the clinic, its temperature was really low. It had been cooled potentially too aggressively. Its blood work showed that its kidneys, its liver, were completely destroyed. They weren't working at all, and the dog was nearly comatosed. And rather than go through a slow and distressing death, the dog was euthanized. And that's just an example of how our dogs, they don't know what's good for them. They won't necessarily rest. We need to manage them appropriately. We need to be aware of the risks that they're under and go about reducing those risks to keep them cool in the first place, to prevent them overheating, to be aware of what we can do to cool our dogs down quickly and how to go about that if we need to. But obviously it's far